Aaron James.
Well, I've said my son.
And how did you feel about that, Mr. Morris?
Well, nothing to me. The only thing I hope she'd be a nice woman, and she was one of the best.
So that you didn't have any feeling, any negative feeling about the fact that she wasn't Jewish?
My wife did. I did.
Now, today, a lot of young couples seem to have trouble getting along with each other and adjusting to marriage. Did you have any particular difficulties at all when you were first married?
No.
No more than usual. Now,
I mean, I'll tell you, a personal thing like that, I wouldn't tell you to put them.
I'm sure of that.
Okay.
Those are very private matters.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Morrison, who made the important decisions in your family?
We both.
You did it together.
Mm-hmm.
Talked things through.
Mm-hmm.
But in your parents' home, how was it? Was it that way or?
Very nice. But you see, over there was no decisions to be made. Like here, for instance, we have to buy a house. We didn't buy a house. We have to move. You know, that was move from one street to another. It was no talk about it. We had to move out, so but there was different. There was no decision to be made over there. Here's the thing.
But such decisions as there were to be made, did your father make the important decisions, or
you know,
your mother?
It was usually in that home, so I knew the mother.
Because he was away with his work.
He was working.
Mr. Morrison, what kind of education did your children get?
Yes.
Well, everybody
went to college. See, my boy went to Tech.
Here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And
both girls went to Pitt.
And all three are college graduates.
And my boy went on a scholarship, and my baby went on a year-by-year scholarship. He got it after when my baby got a 4-year scholarship to start with. That's the same thing with the older. She didn't, the older one didn't get a scholarship. She was very good student anyway. In fact, I have all the marks, A's. I still can.
Did children get any sort of Jewish education at all?
We started. My wife sent the boy first to the kid. He was 8 years old. To show.
The Cheder?
No, to Cheder, yeah, but he didn't stick to it, so he was there a couple of weeks.
No more than
that.
He
was interested.
And the children did not go to Sabbath school or Sunday school, nothing of that kind. Was there any real difference between the way you were raised, Mr. Morrison, and the way your children were raised?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
Well, they had a good home and a good education. We was poor. According to our standard, for instance, we had 6 children. There was only 1 bed in the house. And the kids slept on the floor. And those people who say they are poor now, they are richer than we was. And we was the middle class. My father used to bring always a mirror, what they call, their shabbos. So we was the rich. The other one didn't have nothing to eat.
But you provided well for your family, and your father was not able to provide
he wasn't able because he was a very good man, but circumstances. In Russia, you couldn't do that, but I don't either.
So your children were better fed and lived in better homes, they had better clothes, and they had a better education.
Yes, please.
Because your opportunities here were better than those that you
I was one of the highest paid men in Westinghouse, so I made money.
Now, Do you remember having any trouble raising your children because of the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
You had no difficulties because you were not born an American. Your
no.
children didn't have any difficulties
no, no.
about that
not
at all.